Gardaí are treating the deaths of a father and daughter in Dublin on Saturday night as a case of murder-suicide. The bodies of the man, who was 50, and his five-year-old daughter were discovered in their home in Finglas. They've been named locally as Yulia Dashkovska and her father Christoph Dashkovsky. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Labrary is in Finglas. Samantha, I know more information has been emerging about what happened. What can you tell us?
Well, Rachel, the Garda Technical Bureau is continuing their examination of the house in Finglas, which lies at the back of an estate of around 300 homes in Finglas West, which is just opposite Kappa Hospital and on the border with Blanchardstown in West Dublin. And as you said, Garda are now treating this case as murder-suicide. The daughter and the father have been named locally here as five-year-old Yulia Dashkovska and her father, 50-year-old Krzysztof Dashkovsky. And we understand that he was a bus driver who's been working in Ireland for almost two decades. Julia, she was about to turn 6 years old. She was a senior infant in a nearby school in Tyrrellstown in Dublin 15, and we're told that the National Education and Psychological Services, NEPS, are now being deployed to that school to provide support to the staff and the students there in the wake of this news. We also understand that it was Julia's mother who made the awful discovery when she returned home from work on Saturday night. Now, I've been speaking to local councillor J.K. Ongumera, and he's been talking to neighbours here in the Heathfield estate, which is a relatively new estate in the Finglas area, and he says this serene community has been shattered by what happened.
It's absolutely devastating and a huge shock to residents on this estate, you know, over the incident that happened a couple of days ago. As you can imagine, it's massively tragic, you know, to talk about a father and a daughter, you know, passing away in such circumstances that, you know, we can't even comprehend. You know, nevertheless, we know that investigation is still ongoing, but, you know, that leaves everybody still massively confused, you know, not knowing exactly what happened and how it happened. But definitely you can be sure that that incident has shattered the entire serene, lovely, you know, atmosphere here in Heathfield Estate.
That was local councillor J.J. Onwamera. Samantha, as you've been saying to us, Gardaí do now believe that this was a murder-suicide. So where does the investigation go from here?
Well, Rachel, an incident room has been established in Finglas Garda station, but they are working on the basis that Krzysztof killed his daughter before taking his own life, and therefore they're not looking for anyone else in relation to this incident. A family liaison officer has been appointed to deal with the family. Relatives in Poland are being informed of the incident, but this investigation now is going to be focused on fact-finding. Those facts and information will be outlined and compiled in a case for the coroner, and then the information in relation to this case is likely to be outlined at an inquest at a future date.
Samantha Labrary in Finglas, thank you very much for that.